Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to Your Purposeful Podcast. My name's Gary Robertson and this is Living Your Life on Purpose. Yesterday we spoke about blame and responsibility. And look, this is simple stuff. But if you want to get physically fit, you can't just think that you want to get physically fit. You actually have to put your trainers on, you have to go to the gym, you have to go for a swim, you have to go for a walk, you have to go for a run, you have to go for a bike ride. You have to go and do something. So make the decision for whatever it is you wish to improve in your life and then focus on the activity required to attain whatever it is. Now that's a problem. You see, there's something that must precursor activity, otherwise you won't engage in the activity. And one of those things that is really important to precursor activity is to have a goal, to have a reason, to have a why to engage in that activity. Now, let's say you want to get fit. Let's say you want to go from 85 kilograms to 78 kilograms. Let's say you want to make more money and you've got no money, but you want to make £10,000, $10,000, whatever. You have to make that the goal and then you engage in the activity to get to the goal. But also there's something else that must precursor activity, and that's feeding your mind. It is absolutely important to feed your mind with good stuff from good people so that actually you learn more skills. Why is it you finish school, university, etc., and then you go to a job and then you stop learning new skills, you stop learning new things, you get into a routine? Why is that? It's just because you feel as though you don't have time. And then what happens with most people is they get stuck in this rut of boredom. Life does not have to be boring. Life can be exciting. It's just a matter of choice. And then it's a matter of taking responsibility of doing the planning, learning some stuff via books or via audio, implementing that stuff, having the faith and the belief that you're going to achieve it, and then engaging in more activity. And once you engage in the activity, so you're focusing on the actions and not on the results, what starts to happen is those happy hormones start to course through your veins. You start to love what you're doing. But remember, we speak about habits so often. You're going to have to engage in these activities for a daily basis of at least 21 days. Sometimes you're going to have to do it for longer than 21 days for the habit to form. But if you can engage in the activity, whatever it is you want to get, for more than 21 consecutive days, you will feel better. And at first, you may not have been even good at the activity. But after 21 days, you will be good at the activity, or you will certainly be better. And if you are better, it becomes easier. If it becomes easier, you want to engage in more activity, and then the results will follow. So set yourself a plan and start to listen or read good stuff that's going to help your mind.